One of the most precious promises of God is that when Jesus Christ would come, that he would baptize us in the Holy Spirit and we would be given the gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It comes through believing in Jesus, believing the promise of God. Zacharias was the father of John the Baptist. He didn't believe it when the angel foretold the birth of his son John, and so he was struck speechless. Until the day that the promise was fulfilled and his wife Elizabeth bore their son John. And when he believed in the promises of God and he obeyed God and named his child John, just as the angel had told him. And listen to what happened. It's in Luke, the first chapter, in the 67th verse. And his father, Zacharias, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has both visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up the power of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy proclaimed to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for you shall go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high has visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts until the day of his showing unto Israel. You see, when Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit, he prophesied over his son John, and the truth and the word of the Lord came forth from the mouth of Zacharias. And that's how it works. We believe God. We are saved. We believe his promises that are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. We repent. We confess our sins. And we receive the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit. You see, when we believe the promises of God and believe them enough to obey God and believe them enough to receive Jesus in repentance, confession, and faith, God gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Then from our mouth comes the truth of God about his promises. Live in his promise today and speak of his glorious plan of salvation for this world. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you have put your Spirit within me. That's not something I boast about. That's something I'm grateful for. Now, Lord, loose my tongue. May the word of God come from my mouth to everyone and anyone who will listen. In Jesus' name, amen.